Michael Barlow's involved with Thursday night footy this weekend, or this Thursday, I should say, and he's back from camping. Hello there, Michael Barlow.
How are we, guys? Good to be back.
Hey, Mickey.
A bit earlier in the week, but good to be on anyway.
Did you actually go camping? Is that right?
I went to, yeah, but then I actually pulled the pin. So I just hung around Perth and enjoyed a few days off because, they're few and far between nowadays.
Can I just start with a serious topic? I mean, rugby league at the moment are mourning the death of James Ackerman, who went in and had a tackle and unfortunately has died. I mean, I watch football at all different levels, and you blokes, how much time do you spend in the gym just building yourself up to make sure that you can meet the rigours of the game compared to, say, an amateur footballer who just runs out there without much preparation?
Yeah, I suppose our weights programs will probably do a lot of our weights we do are revolved around your core and your legs. So we do two sessions a week on core muscles and legs, and one session on upper body. So I think that's pretty standard across the AFL, that a lot of leg work is done.
So with rugby, they do a lot of work on the upper part of their neck, etc., because of the force that they actually hit there. You wouldn't do as much in that area, would you?
No, I think the dynamics of the games are a bit different. So, as I said, I think across the AFL it's pretty standard to be doing a lot of leg conditioning and a lot of activation and a lot of exercise that become a little bit monotonous, but very beneficial.
Mike, your last three games, Adelaide, Richmond, Gold Coast, probably three of your less spectacular performances for the season, but you still managed to win two of the three, obviously. Would you say it was a little bit of a form, I don't know, a form slump, but maybe a form downer going into the bye? Is that fair?
Yeah, I think we've dropped away in some key aspects of our game. You know, ball movement hasn't been to the level we want, and I think it's been well documented that our scoring in those three rounds has dropped significantly. We've been averaging about 100 points a game, and over the last three, I think we've probably only been averaging 60 or 70, or maybe even less. That can be a little bit conducive to the weather we've played in those three games, but also, we haven't been moving the ball as well as we'd like, and that's the main area I think we've tried to address over those 3 weeks, is our ball movement and our ability to get it into the forwards a bit quicker, so we can hit the scoreboard a bit more.
We've heard a bit from the fans about their thirst for Thursday night football or otherwise. What about from a player's point of view?
It's really surreal, actually. It feels no different. Like, it is Tuesday today. It's our main training day. So it basically feels like a Thursday for us. It's being, being footballers, you kind of always feel as though you're playing on a Saturday. You grow up playing junior sport on a Saturday, and then your local footy on a Saturday, that's how it feels for me anyway. So once Thursday comes around, it'll probably just feel like a Saturday in season. It just becomes a cycle revolved around game days.
Well, hopefully you'll have plenty to celebrate on Friday night when the Pav has his testimonial. Are you going, Michael? And is this an indicator that this could be his last year?
Yeah, I'll be heading along. I think the majority of the playing list will be going. I think the Peel Thunder play the next day, so I don't think the Waffle players will be heading along. It's just a fantastic testament to, arguably the greatest player to play at this club. His longevity has been fantastic. You mentioned, it might be an indication of his last year, but at this stage, I've said it probably the last few years talking to you guys that he's going as well as ever, and it's just fantastic having him around the place. So he'll, that decision will come out in the wash, but, Friday night will be fantastic for him and his family and the club as well to recognise, our great Matthew Pavlich.
Good on you, mate. Good luck on Thursday night. Let's hope you can get 3 points or 3 votes in the Brownlow. Take them off that 5 key.
4 points, 3 votes.
4 points, 3 votes.
Good on you, mate. Take care.
Good on you, Mickey.
Michael Barlow there, fresh from not camping.